Hello, we in the fellowship are a people called by God to communicate his love deeply into the hearts of men by living his life, preaching his word, and by the manifestations of the Holy Spirit. We would love to take you on a journey into the very heart of God. Come with us as we journey together. This is the fellowship.
Is mighty. Just lift those hands and just exalt the mighty God. Exalt the mighty God. Exalt the mighty God. We exalt you, the mighty one. Go ahead, just bless the Lord. Exalt him. There's nothing he cannot do. There's nothing he cannot do. You are mighty, you are mighty, you are mighty. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Shambredi kandede de vada gabo shefretende baba bakati sufrata. Hilima mambondo sikabalati kabati tisofratai. Hilila manda vara de gada bala de gada shende vara de kazila mama. Hilimombo shamamba, hilimambaba, hilimambaba. Hilima mambo shaba kate ende frahata. Elendo mo zozilata, alele bonahata. Elendo muko fredela mambele kahadi alutu sofrete aliye elede mamburu tokafaya elendi kabate kabate kabara ila de 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 le de 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 de. We bless you, Jesus. Shamamandi kavre. Come on, worship Jesus.
Hey. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Now to the one who sits
Hallelujah.
Upon the throne.
We raise,
a sound.
We raise
now to the one on the throne.
Now on to the one,
on the one on the throne.
We raise a sound.
Exalt Jesus. Magnify Jesus. Bless him in the beauty of his holy name. To the only wise God, to him who was, who is, and is to come. Oh, bless his name. Jesus. Okay, let's just do this quickly, then we'll pray. Just lift those hands to Jesus. Let's just do this quickly, then we'll just pray. While I sat down there, wanting to come up, the Lord showed me a vision. I saw like a window. And as I keep gazing, it begins to enlarge and became a door. The Lord said to me, He's granting open doors to people in this place. The Lord also spoke of someone. He said, you have seen access, but you'll be surprised with the level of access I'm going to give you now. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Thank you for the doors you are opening to your people. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, because you are increasing measures. You are increasing door of access. That thing that looks small, you are multiplying it. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Woo. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you because someone is returning with the testimony of an open door, a mega open door, a mega one. Woo. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, thank you for the release. We thank you, we thank you. That door is opening, that door is opening. Yes, it may look small, but there is a grace coming upon you to increase it, to enlarge it by the hand of the Lord. Oh, thank you, thank you. Jesus, thank you. Oh, thank you, my God. Oh, thank you. Thank you. I tell you, there is a great measure of increase the Lord is releasing tonight. I don't know who that person is, but there is a grace coming upon someone now. It's a grace for increase. It's a grace for increase. I hear the Lord saying, you have dwelt long on this mount for too long. It is time to expand. It is time to increase. And you have been trying by your own hands. You've been trying by your own energy. But I announce to you this evening that is a grace coming upon you. It's a grace for increase. And it will expand that thing you are doing. Father, we thank you. Ooh, thank you. Thank you for doing it, Father. We give you praise. Oh, blessed be your name, our Father. Oh, thank you for diverse kinds of open doors in this place. Oh, yes. I tell you, there is a strong grace for increase. There is a strong grace for increase in this house. Oh, thank you. Wow. Wow. Oh my God. We thank you, Father. Blessed be your name, our God. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Father, we thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for what your word is able to do. We ask that you feed us again a fresh bread of your word tonight. By your power, speak to us. By your spirit, speak to us. Let not one life return back the same way he or she came here tonight. Spirit of God, glorify Jesus and let your name be exalted. In the name of Jesus. Please kindly take your seat if you can. Wow. Oh, thank you, Father. Oof. It's good to be in God's presence. How many of you are excited to be in God's presence tonight? Hallelujah. Wow, God is doing mighty things in our midst. Several testimonies coming forth to confirm that God that have instituted this commission is backing his word. My prayer is that you also live here with your own testimony in the mighty name of Jesus. Okay, what a privilege to bring God's word to us again. Our father was in the service earlier. He just sat behind, but he has a ministration today and this evening he has gone to minister, and I was asked to bring God's word to us. Amen. Can we celebrate Jesus? Thank our Father for this privilege. I sincerely thank him for the investment he's intentionally investing in our lives. And just like our brother said, Dixon, he was sharing his testimony of how God was using him to do mighty things where he went. Now, this is what we believe in this place. Everything God is doing in this place is not for just one man. We are trusting the Lord that the Lord will begin to walk in the lives of men, that you'll be a carrier of God's presence. Because, see, the beautiful thing about the Christian life is that the life ought to be manifested. Everyone that is a child of God, there is a life of God that is in you. But you see, as good as the life is in a man, the life will not profit your environment. Your life will not bring change to people next to you until that life is manifested. The Bible is speaking in the book of John chapter 1. It said, that which we have heard, that which we have seen with our eyes, that which we have looked upon, and our hand have handled of the word of life. Said, and the life was manifested unto us, and we have seen it and bear witness and showed unto you that eternal life that was with the Father. The life was manifested and they saw it. It is the manifestation of the life of God in a man's life that will bring about a change in your environment. So every child of God should be intentional in seeing that he or she deliberately manifest the life of God. So why am I saying this? As we come to this place, as the Lord keep impacting us, begin to take the step of faith. Begin to exercise your liberty in God, and God will grant you victory in the name of Jesus. John chapter 4. John chapter 4. Verse 10. I would like us to read the scripture. We'll read it loud, then I'll proceed. I'm trusting the Lord tonight. I ask the Lord to help me to teach. Most times when we want to teach, we just hear ourselves. Start flying and all that. But I trust the Lord to grant grace to teach, and in between the service, we'll fly. Amen. So I want us to read this. I want you to read it. We'll read it twice, but I want us to read together and let's read it loud. Can we read together? Answered and said unto her, knowest the gift of God, and let's read it again. Read it loud. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knowest the gift of God, what will happen? You will do what? you will ask. Look at this word. You will ask of him and he will do what? He will give. You will ask and what will happen? He will give. I'll come back to this scripture. This will be our focus for tonight. But to help us understand this place, I want us to start from Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. This will be our focus tonight. I pray the Lord will give us time to look at this. If we can't look at it deep, we'll just touch it. But let's start from Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 and 8. Please just follow me gradually as I build. Let's read. Ask, it shall be what? Given. Seek. For everyone that asketh what, receiveth, and to him that seeketh, findeth. Now let's go back to verse 7. Let me show you something. He said, ask, and what will happen? It shall be given. Now, I want you to look at these two words that I will be pointing together. Ask, and what will happen? It will be given. Seek, what will happen? You will find. Knock, what will happen? Now, it's like, let's assume, ask is equal to what? Given. Are we correct? Seek is equal to what? Knock. Now, let's go to the next verse 8. Now, let's start from behind. There is what? Knocketh and what? Did anything change from this and the previous verse? Talk to me, did anything change? No. Knock, opened. Seeketh, findeth. Did anything change? Talk to me. Now look at this. Accept and what? Is there a change? Is there a change? Okay. Now let me begin to explain this. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. Jesus was speaking in this place, and Jesus began to reveal to us the heart of the Father in response to the prayer of his children. Jesus took us into the very heart of God and began to reveal to us the Father's will towards his children. Jesus said to us that when we ask, the Father will do what? The Father will give. Because you see, it is in the nature of the Father to give. If you look at Psalm 84 verse 11, it said, for the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. He said, no good thing will he withhold from them that walk upright. He said, for the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing. So you see, it is in the nature of the Father to always give. It is not in the nature of the Father to withhold anything. So Jesus took us into the very heart of the Father and began to unveil to us what is the Father's heart in response to the prayer of his children. And Jesus now said to us that if you ask, the Father will do what? The Father will give. Are we on the same page? Now, James began to explain this further, because I believe James was one of the disciples of Jesus, and when Jesus was teaching them, he was there. James began to say something in James chapter 1. He said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. That is verses. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth liberally and upbraideth not. He said, and what will happen? It shall be given unto him. So James said, if any man lack, he should do what? He should ask. And if he asks, if the man asks, what will happen? It shall be given. To still portray the fact that Each time a believer asks, it is in the will of the Father to always give. Because you see, the Father loves giving. The Father loves giving. If you understand the Father, if you know the Father, you will know that giving is part of his very nature. So Jesus said to us that if we ask, the Father will do what? Will give. Now, if you go to Matthew chapter 21, Jesus again began to speak and he said, and all things whatsoever ye ask in prayer, believing, what will happen? Ye shall receive. Matthew chapter 21, verse 22. He said, and all things whatsoever ye ask in prayer, do what? Believing, what will happen? Ye will receive. Now, I want us to look at something. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, we saw ask and what? Given. Did you see that? That if you ask, the Father will do what? The Father will give. Now, I want you to look at something here. Now, we are seeing ask. No, go back to Matthew 21, verse 22. And all things whatsoever ye ask. What are we saying now? In the previous, in Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, we saw ask and what? Given. Here we are seeing what? Ask and what? Receive. Now I want you to pay attention. Because you see, in this place also, Jesus began to also reveal the heart of the Father to us. But in this place, Jesus was not only telling us that the Father desired that each time we ask, we give. He also began to tell us that it is also the desire of the Father that each time you ask, when he gives, you shall receive. Because you see, something can be given and yet not received. It is one thing for God to give. It is another thing for you to receive. That is why if you now go back to Matthew chapter 7 and verse 8, and I said, to everyone that accepts what? Receive it, because it is the will of the Father that when you ask, the Father gives. And when the Father gives, the Father also expects that what he gives should be received. Now, hear me. But to help us receive, Jesus now introduced another word. If you look in this place, there are three words here. There is ask, there is what? Receive, and there is what? Believing. Because what connects the dots from what God gives and what you receive is believing. God can give a thing. It is the nature of the Father to give. But you see, the intention is this, that when God gives a thing, God also expects that which he has given should be received. Now, if you go back to the book of James, I took you earlier, James chapter 1, from verse 5. I started by saying that if any man lack wisdom, wisdom can mean anything. He said, let him ask of the Father that giveth to all men liberally and upbraid not, and it shall be given to him. Verse 6 now said, but let him ask in faith, not wavering. For he that wavereth is like the wave of the sea, driven by the wind and tossed. 7, I said, and let not that man think it, he shall receive anything from the Lord. Now look at the same thing again. James begins to explain that. Luke verse 5. James 1 verse 5. If any man lack wisdom, he should do what? Ask. And when you ask, what will happen? What will happen? The Father will give. The next verse. He said, but let him ask in what? In faith. Not wavering, for he that wavered is like the wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Look at the next verse. Let not that man think that he shall what? Do you see receive? We saw ask, we are saying receive. Now James was saying, when you ask, the Father will give. But if you must receive what the Father has given, you must come in faith. That if you don't believe, if you don't come in faith, you should not think that you will receive. So, I want you to follow this progression that will begin to go. So, it is the will, it is the desire of the Father to give. Now, let's demonstrate this so that we can understand better. Let's act this drama. Please, I need one mic so that you can understand what I'm saying. Doctor, come, please. Please help me with this water. Why I'm taking time to show you this, please open it. Open it. Give him the mic. It's because, you see, many of us have been asking several things, and we've not been able to receive it. And many of us think it's because God has not given it. No, it's not because God has not given it. Something can be given and yet not received. Now, give me this water. Now, I want you to watch this. Let's assume, sir, you are thirsty and you need water. I have water. So I want you to pray. Let's assume you are praying to God. I'm not God, but let's... In our drama now, this is the water you are... Pray so that I will give you the start. Pray.
Father, I ask that you give unto me water, for I am thirsty and I need water to drink. I ask for water. Lord, give me water.
He has prayed through of us. So let's assume in response to his prayer, and I said, my son, everything I have is yours. I've made it available for you already. It is all yours. You can take it. Stand there first. Now, did you understand that? He asked for water. The Father responded by giving water and said to him, son, all I have is yours. I have given it, you can take it. But as long as he did not collect it, has he received it? When you ask, the Father will surely give. But the Father also wants you to know that when I give you, I want you to receive it. Now, let's assume he did not receive it because possibly he did not believe. True of us. Or possibly he did not even know. But let's assume I ask again.
Thank you, Father, because I know I receive everything you give to me. I ask for water and I am confident that I will receive.
My son, all things are yours. I've made them available. It is all yours. You can have it. Now, open it and drink it. Good. Give him back. Or give me. Give him back. Then let's explain something. Now, when he asked initially, he was thirsty. I gave the water. Did he receive it? Now, if, for example, somebody asks him a question that, do you know what it feels like? Have you experienced what it feels like to be thirsty and you ask God for water and God gives you to quench your thirst? In the first scenario we did,
Can he? Did he experience that? Now, when he took the water and drank it, can he say he has experienced that? Until you receive it, it can never be your experience. It is when you receive what God has given that you begin to experience it. Let's assume while the water was still with me, he prayed and I told him I have given him and he did not receive it. Let's assume he was still there. He was praying. Oh my God, I want to die of thirst. Oh my God, I want to die of thirst. And possibly somebody will pass by and see him. And pity him. This brother, how God, when will you give him water? Inasmuch as I'm pitying him, does he rule out the fact that the Father has given him water? Many are in the place of suffering, lamenting, crying, not because the Father has not given to them what they are looking for, it's because they've not received what the Father has given to them. So Jesus said, ask, it shall be given. And I said, whatever you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. Hear me, friends. It is believing that makes what God has given to you become your experience. There are several experiences we are looking for. Now look at this again. Let me illustrate this. Let's still assume the water is with me. I am God. My realm is not his realm. God dwells in the heavenlies. God does not dwell in the physical world. And Paul, speaking in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3, said, blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Now, in the realm I am, in the realm at which I have provided for him, is different from his realm. And everything he wants that I have provided, it is of no use for me where I am. It is useful for him where? In his own realm. True of us. And you know where his realm is? Where is his realm? In the earth. So Jesus now began to say to us that all that the Father has given, the connection between what the Father has given and your experience, faith is the gap that bridges them. Faith is what translates what God has given to become your experience. Are you with me? Have your seat. So Jesus now said, ask, it shall be given. He said, whatever you ask, believing, what will happen? You will receive. Look at James, look at John chapter 16. Let me just say something. I trust God will close early today. John chapter 16, look at verse 23 and 24. Because why is this important? It is important for you to begin to know how to maximize what God has given to us. Look at this. Jesus went further to begin to say this again. And he said, and in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye do what? Ye ask the Father in my name. What will happen? He will give it to you. Look at the next verse. He told, have ye done what? Ask nothing in my name. Do what? Ask, and what will happen? And ye shall receive. And what will happen? That your joy may be full. There are a lot of things you are not experiencing in the physical realm. You've been believing God for certain dimensions. You've been believing God for certain gifts of the Spirit. You've been believing God for whatever it is that is your heart desire. That you are not experiencing it now is not because God has not given it. The issue is that you've not received it. And Jesus now said, for us to receive, we should do what? Believe. Do you understand that? Now, Jesus also began to speak in Mark chapter 11. And he said, therefore I say unto you, whatsoever ye desire, Mark chapter 11 verse 24. Whatsoever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive it. And what will happen? And ye shall have it. Whatsoever ye desire, when you pray. Now look at this, because this is not what I want to talk tonight. Let me just quickly speak on all this, then we'll go back to John chapter 4. He said, when ye pray, believe that you do what? You receive them. Most times I've watched believers pray. And it seems to me that when we pray, most times, believers pray, but they cannot tell you if God have answered them or God have not answered them. Most times, let's assume somebody is believing God for a phone. And the person prays, Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm believing you for a phone. I need a phone. He prays. And possibly when he was praying, we heard what he was saying. And after praying, you now walked up to him and said to him, wow, I heard you praying. Congratulations. If I congratulate you, what will you do? Congratulations. Huh? In most cases, they'll tell you, what are you congratulating me for? For what? This was a man that was praying, Father, give me a phone. And by the way, please, I need you to understand what I'm saying. Just, where is Uyo? Okay, Joy. The first time I was sharing, I was privileged to share this. I just used phone to, let me just cite an example. She was believing God for a phone. She prayed. She shared a testimony while we were in TLT. And we were sharing something like this. And God helped her to understand it. She has been trusting God for a phone. And after she understood what we are saying, it's like either that week or thereabout, God blessed her with a phone. Now, these are just little things. If you understand what God is saying tonight, you will come back with bountiful testimonies. So let's go back to our story I was sharing. Lord, give me a phone. Lord, give me a phone. Quoted out the scripture, are you not the Lord that will not withhold any good thing from us? Are you not the one that said, if we ask, you will give unto us? Faithful Father, Elohim, Adonai, Lord, give me a phone. And after the person prays, you walked up to the person and said to the person, congratulations. Hopefully we'll be expecting that you will have a new phone soon. And the person tells you, congratulations for what? He said, for your new phone. He said, which new phone? A phone who I never see. Hear me. Jesus said something. I want you to pay attention to this. Most times when believers pray, they cannot come out from the place of prayer with assurance, knowing that God has heard me or God has not heard me. And most of those that even believe that God heard them when they pray, most of them usually take this posture. This is what they mean when they say, God have heard me. Lord, I have prayed. I have done my own part. I have told you. I know you've heard me, Lord. It is not left for you. Whatever you want to do, Lord, do it. You are the Almighty. I know you've heard me, Jesus. And you ask that person, will you receive the phone? He said, Tommy, I only know, so I don't talk to God. Though. I don't tell him my own. I don't tell him my own. So I don't know whether the phone go come or the phone no go come. So as good as that believing that God heard you may be good, but it is not what guarantee that you will receive your answer. What we guarantee that you will receive your answer is that Jesus said that you should believe that you have done what? You've received it. So when they say congratulations, thank you, sir. My new phone is coming. My new phone is coming. I know. You can even phone your friend and tell him, boy, something big is happening. Some expecting something big. Something big is happening. Something big is happening. Because you see, there is a way to know that a man believes a thing. You will see it in his actions and you will see it in his words. Every belief must affect your behavior. To believe a thing and act contrary to what you believe is not faith. Faith is I believe it and I walk in the direction of what I believe. To believe it and say something contrary to what you believe, you are only living in religion. You are among those that I believe. So, when you believe a thing, Jesus said, when you ask, believe that you have received. I pray the Lord gives you understanding of this. I know prayer is beyond asking, but in the context of what we are saying tonight, let's just look at prayer as asking. That when you are asking for something, before you leave that place, you know you should have the assurance that I have received it, even when it has not gotten to your hand. Believe that you have received it. That is what will make you have it. Have you seen the story of Anna? Let's look at 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 15 and verse 18. Let me show you how to respond when you believe a thing. Let's read together, please. Answer, read together, read loud for me. Answered and said, we know the story. No, my Lord. Write on, let's read, please. But have done what? Poured my... The next verse. Count not the handmaid for a daughter of what? For out of the abundance of what? My grief, I have done what? Now the next. Then what happened? Go in peace and what? Okay. Find grace in thy sight. So the woman what? Went her way and what? Did eat and what? Before she went to the place of prayer, they were other everybody was eating, she was not eating. She was of a sorrowful countenance. But she came to the place of prayer and poured her heart to God and asked of the Father. And because it is always in the nature of the Father to give. And she believes and understands this principle that for me to have what I prayed for, I must believe. When she believed, and Eli said to her, go. The Bible says she did what? She stood up. Ate. And what? Her countenance changed. See, you may be allowed to come in sorrowful, but you are not expected to live the same way. Hear me, friends. When you come, you see, sometimes when I watch people pray, when they leave the place of prayer, it's like you can tell if God answered them or God did not answer them. Some come to the place of prayer. When you are leaving, it should not be the same way you came. When she believed, her response, her behavior was different from the way she came in before.
Formerly, she came in, she could not eat because there was sorrow in her heart. But when she believed God, even without the evidence of her result, she changed her behavior. Because faith, we always believe before they receive. If you tell me you believe, it should show in your countenance. If you tell me you believe and you went into the place of prayer, maybe somebody provoked you. You went in with a burden. They mocked you as a woman and they said to you, when will you give birth? Are you not tired? Are you a man? And you went in with the sorrow of your heart and you went before your father and you began to talk to him and dialogue with him, and the word of the Lord came to you. My daughter, I have answered your prayer. You should not live the same way you enter. You should come out a rejoicing person, even though there is no evidence of what you ask for, but you believe because you know faithful is he that saith a thing and will bring it to pass. Hear me, beloved of God. One way to know that a man believes is to check his word. You can't believe and speak otherwise. You can't speak otherwise. We've been praying for Nigeria. We are trusting God for transformation. It should show in the way we talk about Nigeria. Nigeria is blessed. This nation is not going down. Or else you don't believe in the prayer you are praying. Each time you believe, you must act in line accordance to what you believe. Look, hear me, friends. See, performance will not come until you believe. When Mary went to Elizabeth, the Lord spoke to her. And when she ran and went to Elizabeth, when she came, the Bible said the Holy Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. And Elizabeth made a performance. Elizabeth made a statement. In Luke chapter 1 verse 14. He said, blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were spoken to her. Blessed is she that believes. Until you believe, there cannot be a performance. God has said several things. God has given several things to you. Oh my people. In the book of 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3. He said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, according as he has, oh, help me, Lord. Let's look at that. According as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, he has given to us. Not he will give to us. He has given to us in Christ Jesus. Everything we need has been given to us. He said, according to his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him that have called us unto grace and glory. So by these promises, we may be partakers of his divine nature. He has been given. It has been given. But hear me, friends. If you believe, then you must talk the word. I'm seated in heavenly places, far above all principalities and power. The Lord is my light and my salvation. In whom will I fear? There is terror, wrong news all over the place, danger all over the place. You believe and you know, and you pray to the Lord for protection. You should go out and begin to speak. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he's my refuge and my fortress, my Lord and my God, in whom will I trust? Surely, surely, he will deliver us from the snares of the fowlers and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover us with his feathers, and under his truth shall we dwell. The sun will not smite me by day, nor the moon by night, for he shall give his angels charge over me. The Bible said they shall bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against the stone. This is how we talk. Let 10,000 rise against me. He said, I will not be moved. For as mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surround those who trust in him. It should show in your talking. authority tonight. I know you believe. The Lord said, I should tell you, begin to act what you believe. I know you believe that that dry bone will come back into life. I know you believe that when you pray for the sick, they will heal. It is time to begin to visit the hospitals and begin to lay hands on them. For we will lay our hands on the sick and they shall recover. Hear me, friends. Everything you've believed God for, it is not as if God has not given it. If you have not experienced it, it's not because God has not given it. Hey, you have not begun to act in the line according to what you believe. Hear me, friends. When you begin to act in accordance to faith, there is no mountain that can withstand you. You are believing God for an increase. You are doing your business in buy and do say. You are trusting the Lord and you will rise. Hey, it doesn't matter if everybody doing business in Bayandusse has failed. If you believe God for an increase, you should talk differently. Though my beginning may be small, my latter end shall be great. Acts. Every belief should affect your behavior. If you believe and you don't act it, you see, there is a song we usually sing. I like that song. This life that I have is the life of Christ in me. This life that I have is the life of God. This life that I have is the life of Christ in me. This life that I have is the life of God. Zoe, 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 Zoe. Say that again. Zoe, 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 oh Zoe, 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 Zoe. This life that I have is the life of Christ in me. This life that I have, it's the life of God.
Just pray in the Holy Ghost. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
machine, Zoué. 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 Zoué.
Few minutes, the Lord asked me to pray for the gifts of faith. The gift of faith is coming upon certain persons in this place. The Lord asked me to ask for the gifts of faith. There is a gift that propels a man to begin to act beyond his capacity. The gift of faith is coming upon three persons now as I speak. Three persons, the gift of faith, Holy Spirit of God. Where are they? Number one. Number two. Number three. Take it now. The gift of faith. The gift of faith. The Lord is releasing the gift of faith. The gift of faith. Yes, it's coming strong. Yes, it's intensifying. The angel of the Lord is approaching you now. Yes, help that person behind. The gift of faith. Holy Ghost just said, the gift of faith. Receive it now. Receive it now. Receive it now. Receive it now. Lord is anointing men. I see fresh release. There's an angel of the Lord that is pouring an oil upon my head now. But I know, just as my father will say, it's not for me, it's for somebody. There is an anointing coming upon somebody now. There is an anointing coming upon somebody. Holy Ghost, help me. Where is that person? Jesus. Yes, the Holy Ghost said it's a healing anointing. It's a healing anointing. It's a healing anointing. Please help that person. It's a healing anointing. It's a healing anointing. A healing grace. I tell you, you will leave this place and pray for the sick and they will recover. Healing grace. The Holy Ghost, this said there is still another person. Healing grace. Healing grace. Healing grace. Healing grace is coming upon that person. Jesus. Up your hands wherever you are. I tell you, there is a river in this place. The Holy Spirit just said, let it flow. Let the tap open and let it flow. We'll go back. We're still going into the message. But let us allow the Holy Spirit touch some persons now.
Oh, and let that river flow now. Woo! Woo! Jesus! Woo! My God! Woo! As the Lord is giving the healing grace, the Lord is also healing somebody. The Lord is also healing somebody. I don't know if somebody has a pain by this side of the hip. I don't know if the person is here. The healing hand of God is coming upon you so strong. As the Lord is giving the healing grace, the Lord is also healing some people. The Lord is healing someone of a hip pain by the hip. The Lord is healing you now. Yes, you are Hamashiach, Lion of Judah, Agunichemba. Yes, you are Hamashiach, Lion of Judah, Agunichemba. Yeshua HaMashiach, Lion of Judah.
Oh,
Yeshua.
Oh, HaMashiach, Agune Chefa. Oh, Yeshua.
Two more times.
Oh, see, Yeshua.
Hamashiach.
Agune Chemba. See, Yeshua. Hey. Oh. Hey.
Oh, see, Yeshua. Take your seat. Let's continue. Lord, I believe. I don't only believe, Lord, I act my belief. Lord, I don't only confess, I believe. I will begin to take steps. Lord, I believe. I have limited you by just speaking with words without taking actions. Lord, I believe. Amen. Now let's go to John chapter 4. Woo! Let's fly. Let's see. Now let's go to John chapter 4, verse 10. You see, one question I want you to ask yourself is this. The life of God you carry is not a signboard. What God have deposited in you is not just a statue. Hey! You must learn to
that you carry Zoe. Do you know what is inside of you? You must begin to act like someone that carries Zoe. Can you carry Zoe and you are still intimidated with fear? No. Ask yourself, if the life of God is in me, how should I act? If this life is in me, how should I act? There are several things I want to say. Let's.
Hallelujah.
Now, I said earlier to us that Jesus said, when he unveiled the heart of the Father, he said to us that when you ask, the Father will give. Let's talk so that you'll be, let me know if you're on the same page. And when the Father gives, Jesus expects, the Father expects that you should do what? Talk to me, you should what? Receive. And if you are to receive, what should you do? You should believe. You should act in faith. Now look at this. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knowest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou would do what? That would do what? Echo it. That would do what? Now, let me explain. Jesus was saying to her, you see, you cannot ask me to give you living water, even though I carry living water. You cannot ask me to give you living water. I know you know that the water Jesus was talking about, Jesus also said to her that this water, if I give it, it will become a well. Jesus said, you cannot ask, or you did not ask of that living water. Why? You did not know the gift of God. And you did not know who is the person that is standing behind you or in front of you. Meaning, assuming you know what the gift of God is. Assuming you know the person standing in your front. What will happen? What will happen? What will happen? You will ask. Let me explain that again. I will begin to move. Jesus said to her, if thou knowest the gift of God, and who is he that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou will ask. Meaning, you should have asked, assuming you had this revelation. Because you are deficient of these two revelations, you could not have an experience of a living water, even though I want to give you a living water. There is an experience you need. There is an experience that God ordained that I should give to you. Because you need to know, the Bible said Jesus was going, which city was that? There was a city Jesus was going. The Bible said he must need pass through Samaria. Samaria was not his destination. But there was a thing that Jesus saw in the realm of the spirit. Because Jesus said to us, the Son can do nothing, but that which he seeth the Father do, that will he do. Meaning everything that Jesus will do is as a result of what he has seen the Father. So that day when Jesus was going, there was a revelation of what he saw. There is a woman in Samaria that need the living water. Jesus, you must change your direction. Jesus, you must pass through Samaria. And when he came to Samaria, he had the living water. But the woman, because of her lack of two revelations. The revelation of the gift of God and the revelation of the person of Christ. I will explain that briefly for you. But let me say to you, friends, your experience will be limited as long as you lack a revelation of the person of Christ. What you will experience in your journey with God is dependent on your revelation of the person of Christ. Now, Jesus said, if you know the gift of God. Now, if you look at the scriptures in New Testament, there are three places the Bible talked about the gift of God. One, in 1 Corinthians, there may be other ones, I don't know, but this three is what I saw. In 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 7, Paul was talking about singleness, living without marrying. Paul called it the gift of God. How many of you need that gift? How many of you need that gift? Now, Paul called that the gift of God. Now, if you look at Acts chapter 8, verse 20, I think this should be either 1 Peter or 2 Peter, I'm not sure. 1 verse 6, Paul was saying to Timothy, wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the laying on of hands. So we also see that spiritual gifts is also the gift of God. But I like these two. In Romans chapter 6, verse 23, it said, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is what? Is eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 said, for by grace are ye saved through faith, not of yourself. It is the gift of God. So we see that salvation is the gift of God. Salvation talked about everything that Jesus has purchased on the cross. Salvation talked about what grace has made available. So Jesus was saying to her, if you know the gift of God, which is salvation, which is your redemptive right, which is what God has ordained for you, which is what the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ has made available, that is for us that are believers. And he a speaker to thee, yea, we ask him. Hear me, friends. And in Wokavayana, in Brutenaha Kadisa Vreheta. You see, you've not been able to assess the deeper realms of God because you have not been able to know that which grace has made available for you. There are a lot that grace has made available for us. There is something that the grace of God, salvation, has given to all men. Jesus said, you see, your revelation will always affect your experience. Your revelation will always affect your experience. Let me just quickly begin to wrap it up. I may not go deep into that. But I want to say to us that is redeemed. Jesus said to us, if you know the gift of God, salvation. And who is it that you should have asked? Now I'm saying to you from the scriptures we've looked at, that when we talk about the gift of God, we talk about the gift of God being salvation, being what Jesus has made available. Hear me, friends. If you know what is yours, you will not act the way you are acting like this. You are going begging. It's because you don't know that God has provided for you in redemption. You are going timid and you are afraid. It's because you lack a revelation of that which the grace of God has made available. If a man understands who he is in Christ Jesus, he will rise up as a lion. When a man understands his place in Christ, which is what God has made available in Christ, and the revelation of the person of Christ. See, things about you will begin to change. Paul now began to speak to the Ephesian church. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, he now said to them, blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us. Do you know that you have been blessed? You are not a beggar. God has blessed you. There is a blessing you carry. The Bible said, destroy it not, for there is a blessing in it. The blessing you carry, you are above cost. Say, who has blessed us in Christ Jesus? For, and I said, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. He said, who has chosen us? Do you know that you are a chosen person? God has chosen you. Peter now began to speak in 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9. He said, but ye are a chosen generation. Ye are a choosing generation. If you are a child of God, God has chosen you. He said, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Christ Jesus. Hear me, child of God. If you have accepted the finished work of God, you are a son. You see, many of us don't know. That is why we still go around think as if we are beggars. Friends, I am a son. I don't know about you. He said he has predestinated me. No wonder John began to speak. In 1 John chapter 3, he said, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. That we should become the sons of God. Verse 2, I said, beloved, now, not tomorrow. Now are we the sons of God. It is not tomorrow. Before we are strangers. But now I am a heir. Now I am a son. I'm a son. Hey, I don't know about you, but I'm a son. See, you can't treat a son anyhow in his father's house. Do you know that? You cannot treat a son anyhow in his father's house. Let's assume you visited daddy's house, our father's house, and you are watching television. You are just there, just watching. And Mike here comes from school. See, the boy can decide to collect the remote and change the channel. You can't do anything. You can only say, Michael. Why? A son came into his father's house. You can intimidate any other. Shadrach can be in that house. You can intimidate him and say, Shady, give me the remote. But when Michael comes, him as innocent as he is, a son picked the remote. You may only try to negotiate. Guy, wait, let me listen to news. If I finish, I will give you the remote. Because a son came to his father's house. Hear me, nobody should treat you anyhow in your father's house. You are a son. You have rights. See. Andemo kavaya. See, it doesn't matter how wealthy your parents are and the wonderful maid they have in their house. If they want to share inheritance, they will not give them. It doesn't matter how you love your dog. If you want to go into family meeting, will you carry the dog? Eh? You will not. Hear me, child of God. There are certain secrets that God cannot share with anybody. Verse 9, he now said, who has made known unto us the mystery of his will? There is a mystery that is only given to sons. There are things you cannot discuss with your gate man. Who has made known unto us the mysteries of his will? I know you quote 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9. For eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither have it entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for those that love him. Yes, but I have a good news. Verse 10 now said, he has revealed it unto us. That thing which eyes cannot see, that thing which ears cannot hear, that thing that have not entered into the heart of man. There are certain kinds of person that it has been revealed to. He said it has been revealed to us by the Holy Ghost. Because I'm not a bastard. I am a son. Mark chapter 4 verse 11. Now said to you, for unto you is it given to know the mysteries of the kingdom. There are mysteries in the kingdom. God don't go about sharing it to anybody. The secret things belongs to the Lord. But the things he has revealed, he reveals to his son. For we have the Holy Ghost. We have not received the spirit to fear of the world, but we have received the spirit that is of God. He said, we receive it and we cry, Abba Father. 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 Hear me. Enter into the place of intimacy. Begin to pray. Kandima Mosovahata. It doesn't matter if nobody knows what is going to happen. There is a father that revealed secrets. There is a father. Oh, the Bible speaking of Daniel in the land of Babylon. The king had a dream. Nobody could explain it. Nobody could interpret it. The king gave a decree. Kill all the wise men. Kill all the astrologers. Kill anybody. Oh, when they came to Daniel, he said to him, why are you in a hurry like this? Why are you in a haste? Please give me time. Tell your neighbor, give me time. Tell your neighbor, give me time. That thing that they said is impossible, give me time. They said nobody will marry, give me time. They said you will not go far in life, give me time. They said you will not amount to anything, give me time. No, give me time. Give me time. They said you will die of sickness. It is your report. Just give me time. There is a place I can enter. There is a place I can sit. Give me time. They said nobody will rise in your village. Who said that? Just give me time. Give me time. Give me time. Hear me. It doesn't matter what they say. You can buy time. Ask for time. Because when Daniel said to them, give me time, he did not go into the internet. When Daniel said, give me time, he did not go around gisting. When Daniel said, give me time, he did not go about gossiping. When Daniel, give me time, he ran to his partners. Who is your partner? Who do you share things of the heart? There are matters of the head, but there are matters of the heart. It is only deep that calleth unto deep. It has come. And he ran to them and said to them, give me time. And the Bible said the four men went into a place. There is always a place to go to. When you don't understand, please go into that place. When they are looking for you, they want to kill you, please run into that place. When they have given their verdict, please run into that place. Because there is a place to download mysteries. There is a place God reveals things. For he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High. Hear me, hear me. We'll begin to fly. He said, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the umbrella of the Almighty. He now said, I will say. Why will you say? Because you have received something. When you go to the secret place, you can only speak because something has been revealed to you. Daniel and his men went into the secret place. They said, man, just give us time. And beloved of God, they sat down. And they command. Lutamatika
lakapa, 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 yalagata balagate, yalagata balagatagate, yalagata balagatagate, amanda kabatakate. There is a challenge you will face. You will change frequency. There is a challenge that will come to you. You will change frequency. Akaba kabaka tikata lakatusa vara tikaba erekata balakati anakata bale amamam branda sukaba kande. Hear me. Oh, Jesus. Hey. Has anybody said anything to you you did not like? They should give you time. Kambonaka. They went to the secret place. And they began to pray. They began to pray. They began to pray. Then he began to pray. Then I said, there is nothing you cannot do. There is nothing you cannot change. If you have said it, you have a track record of keeping your word. Olorua baye, you are mighty. They said, give me time. And they went into their secret place. They raised another voice. Olorua maye,
you are mighty.
You have a track record of keeping your word. Olorua maye,
you are mighty.
Other people may have been mocking them. What are these boys saying? Who are you crying to? They say you don't understand. They are not makunde vrete. There is nothing you cannot do. There is nothing you cannot say. They said, shut up, shut up. He said, I will not shut up. For there is nothing you cannot do. There is nothing you cannot say. If you have said it, and you will do it. You have a track record of keeping your word.
You are
mighty. You are mighty.
You are mighty.
Shalamanamanagadabalagate. Shalamamamamamagabagate. Hey! Papa, you are mighty.
You are mighty.
Holy Ghost, you are mighty.
You are mighty.
You are mighty.
You are mighty.
Lift up your hands. Spirit of revelation is coming upon five persons. Spirit of revelation, at the count of five, they come. One, two, three, help them. Four, five, take it now. Come on, help the sister. Bateka, bateya. Holy Ghost, help the one. Holy Ghost, Spirit of revelation, no more will you be ignorant again. There is a spirit of revelation. Help her. It's coming now. You are mighty.
You are mighty.
There is no way you will enter the secret place and engage the secrets, the one that revealed all secrets, and you will not have what to say. For I will say of the Lord, he said, let the redeem of the Lord say so. Let the redeem of the Lord say so. Help him. Let the redeem of the Lord say so. Let the redeem of the Lord say so. Antikapatosika. Jesus. And when they were in that secret place, the Bible said, in the vision of the night, in the vision of the night, the matter, what was hidden from every other persons, what other astrologers could not know, what other people were not privileged to, the Bible said it was revealed to them. And Daniel came out. You see, Daniel went to the king and revealed the matter to him. The king said, yes, you are correct. What kind of person are you? And see, Daniel said, no. It's not about me. There is a God that reveals something. There is a God that loves me. And he said to him, you know they use me. Let me carry you to the east. Holy Sabini, Amarakiti, Hoku, Turno, Nuya, Yasendese, Amokadika, Bilamaranaru, China, Mama, Owegonya, Tikaki, Life Giver, Wameka, Cha. Destiny help, destiny help.
Mountain mover, Jehovah, the covenant keeping
life giver, Rebecca, Jehovah. rush it that we begin to pray. We're going to be praying shortly. Paul, just hear me briefly. We'll begin to pray now. Having said to them in verse 9, having made known unto us the mysteries of his will, verse 10, he now said, which he proposed in Christ, that in the dispensation of the fullness of time, he may gather together all things in Christ, even in one, both which are in heaven and who are in earth. Verse 11, that said, in whom we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of the purpose of his will. Verse 12, now said, that we should be to the praise of his glory who first believed. Verse 13, now said, when ye believe, when ye heard the gospel of truth, the word of your salvation, he said, ye were sealed. You were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Hear me, friends, that he said, don't touch me mandate upon your life. You were sealed. After he told them everything that was theirs in Christ Jesus. You see, as wonderful as that was, Paul knew that something can be given and a man will not be able to receive it. So he did not leave them by telling them all the promises of God. In verse 15, he now began to say to them, when I heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and your love for all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you daily in my praying, asking the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, that he may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation. There is something that is called the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of your understanding, that the eyes of your understanding, that the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you may know, that you may know. Because it doesn't matter all this good thing I have listed from verse 1, if you don't know it, you will not receive it. I came here with one cry, Lord, the spirit of revelation must fall upon me. In Psalms chapter 13, he said, enlighten my eyes, lest I sleep a sleep of death. Hear me, friends. If there is anything that looks like death in your life, it's because you lack the spirit of revelation. Are you ready to pray now? Lift up your hands to Jesus. We are going to be praying shortly. Yes. Consider me and hear me, oh my God. Enlighten my eyes. Enlighten my eyes. Lest I sleep the sleep of death. Somebody's finance is like it's in a coma situation. God will open your eyes on what to do now. Somebody's marriage is experiencing a crisis. There is a God that will give you wisdom on what to do now. Can you lift up your voice and begin to pray for the spirit of wisdom and revelation now? Begin to cry out to the Lord as we begin to close. Kapate koshina varate. Dikapate kapata. Come on, cry out to the Lord. Late kadabarate kadezakadabarate. Shate kadevarata. Come on, cry out, cry out, cry out. Lord, let me know. Let me know the gift of God. Let me know what salvation has made available for me. Pray, house of love, pray, pray. Baptizing of revelation. Baptizing of revelation. Kelagada balaga de ferrete gada baba. Selaga de ferrete gada balaga de ferrete. Osha baba. As you pray, put your hand on your eyes. As you pray, put your hand on your eye. The Lord is opening spiritual eyes on some persons. The Lord is opening spiritual eyes. You will see again. You will see again. There is somebody that it seems as if you have lost your revelation and gifts. You used to see very well, but it seems as if you have lost that gift. There is a grace coming upon you now for a stronger impartation to see in the realm of the spirit. Kapate kabarante kosika. Upon to sika pa 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 pa. Oh yes, help, help, help. Aka pa 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 pa. You will see again. You will see again. Let's go, let's go. I tell you, there is somebody that used to operate. It's like one of the ways God speaks to you is through dream. Your dream, and your dream is like, it's very strong. Once you wake up, the Holy Spirit gives you an interpretation. And it seems as if something happened along the way. You lost that grace. Grace is locating you now. I heard the Lord say to me, I will just keep speaking. He said, after this moment, I'll begin to reveal deep mysteries to my children. Yes, I hear the Lord said, after now, things that are deep secrets of your family. There is somebody's like, there is a dispute in your family. Everybody have tried to resolve it, but there is no reconciliation. The Lord will give you answer to that dispute now. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I heard the Lord said, I am not the Lord that made the eyes. I am not the one that caused the blind to see. I will cause my people to see again. For who is as blind as my servant? But this night, I, the Lord, am moving in the midst of my people. And I will cause them to see those things that I have made available to them. I tell you, you will be surprised with the kind of revelations the Lord will be giving you now. You will be surprised. You will sleep, you will have an encounter. Amboshada. Kika pati katus efreten tatus inka. Rock compo. The Lord just says, somebody, the Lord is going to give somebody an heavenly experience. Where is that person now? I tell you, the power of God will come so strong upon you. Oh, help her, dear, help her. And heavenly experience. It's like you'll be taken into the third heavens and mysteries will be unveiled to you. Thank you. I tell you, men with insights are rising from here. Seeing priests and hearing priests. Seeing priests. It will be said of somebody in this place, is this one also among the prophets? It will be said of somebody in this place. Let's go. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, let's pray. Ah. Hi. Kai. Wow. Wow. We just have to go. You are here. You don't have the experience of what we are talking about. You don't know Jesus.
The same thing the Lord said to the woman, I said to you, if you know the gift of God, you know if you live here now, you are not sure of your salvation. If peradventure you appear before your maker and you are not sure of your eternal destiny, you want to say, Jesus, I want to surrender to you. I want to pray with you. Because everything we've said is also part, is your experience you can enjoy in Christ Jesus. You want to give your life to Jesus? I would like to pray with you. Please don't be ashamed. Wherever you are, can you just lift up your hand? Let me just pray with you. I want to make a decision for Jesus. You are here. Thank you, my brother. Thank you. You also want to join him. See, everything we have said tonight is a reality, but it's only a reality for sons. This is the process of becoming a son. Thank you, my sister. You want to join them? Please, can you just rise? If you're lifting up your hand, can you just rise? Just rise. Let me just pray with you. Rise, my brother. You can stay where you are. Don't come out. Nobody should come out. Just stay where you are. Okay, just talk to the Lord. Say, Lord, just talk to the Lord in your own words, then I'll pray with you. Just talk to the Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we'll pray. Now, I'm going to pray with you. I believe a slip has been handed over to you. Once I pray with you, okay, let's pray. Father, we thank you for these ones that have identified with you today, that have accepted and received your grace. We ask you that keepeth us from falling. Keep them from falling. Thank you for translation from darkness into the kingdom of your dear son. Keep them and preserve them. In Jesus' name, we have prayed.
What a joy it was having you on this journey, and I believe you were blessed. For more of our messages, you can follow us on our social media platforms. Our Facebook handle is @TFHOL. And our Telegram handle is also @TFHOL. For more inquiries, you can call us on +234 8080 8400 80. God bless you. Bye.